It's very good to have the Premier of the province, the Honourable Gordon Campbell, with us today, the Attorney General, the Honourable Jeff Plant. And it's very good to have the members who are with us here today again, and many members have been with us every day of the meeting of the Assembly. And with accompanied by Barbara Carter, Taya Melvin, who is a member of the Assembly, will lead us in the singing of O Canada. Taya?
Okay, you guys ready? Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love, in all our sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true North, strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Thank you, Taya. Thank you, Amanda. For those who are visiting today might not know that when we started the Assembly, January 1 of this year, we had 161 members. Today, we have 160 members. Only one member has withdrawn over that whole 11-month period. And today, of 160 members, in total, we have today 159. This is truly remarkable. Carolyn Fader is still recovering from her surgery and can't be here with us today, but I've read a lot about organizations, volunteer organizations, and whatever, and this is Guinness Book of the Records, dedication and commitment in attendance. It's quite unbelievable, and we are very pleased that to have Sam Todd with us today. 2 weeks ago, Sam had four-level bypass surgery, and he is with us today. Sam, it's just great to have you. The person I want you to have here today and invited was Gordon Gibson. He cannot be. He says he's used up all the travel points he could muster. And he and his wife, Kilby, are in the United Kingdom, but he asked if I would read a short note, which I will. My congratulations, first to the Premier and the Legislature, for creating this major new tool for democracies. It is the most generous and visionary act of statecraft that I have seen in my lifetime. To you, Jack, and to your staff, congratulations for the absolutely essential, trail-breaking, and superbly achieved task of facilitating this first crucial test of the concept to a successful reality. And above all, thanks to the members of the Assembly who have given tangible proof to what is normally just a democratic article of faith, that the ability to achieve great things is inherent in all human beings, given an opportunity, as was so unusually and extraordinarily given here. You have made history, Gordon Gibson. Mr. Premier, Mr. Attorney General, we are all very pleased to have you with us today, our final session of the Citizens' Assembly. Mr. Premier, I first want to make some brief remarks about the members, the 160 citizens from all across British Columbia who are with you here today. These are very special people. And you should know that you very much contributed to their becoming such extraordinary citizens of British Columbia. You set the conditions that are essential to reaching the very highest standards of citizen engagement. First, you said that all members were to be randomly invited, self-selected, and then randomly drawn. Thus, the members are independent, not appointed by some organizations whose interests they must represent. Further, the random process brought forth the great diversity of British Columbians. Second, you stipulated that there should be gender balance, and I believe that no other element has contributed more to our civil discourse. Mr. Premier, I should go into politics, getting an applause for a line.
Always happens.
I've asked you to do that a number of times.
Third, you gave members a very important task to do and gave a sharp focus to that task so that it could be done on time and on budget. Fourth, you gave the Assembly full independence from government, an independence that was real, constant, and greatly valued by all members. And fifth, you gave real power to the Assembly. Should members recommend a change to our electoral system, they could send that recommendation not to government for review, but directly to the voters, all voters of BC, in a referendum. Mr. Premier, no government in any democracy has ever given such a charge to non-elected citizens. You set new rules, the new gold standard for the true engagement of citizens in democratic governance. Members of the Assembly not only rose to the full level of your expectations, but they went well beyond them. Right from the start, members created their own values for how they would work together. And those values, the cornerstone of those values was respect. And members championed these values and truly worked by them. Their debates were vigorous, often passionate, with many differences of opinion, but debates were always respectful, always informed, always handled with grace, and remarkably nonpartisan. In the end, Mr. Premier, the members' decision was just as courageous as the decision you yourself made to create the Assembly. Had the Assembly wished some change, and they eventually did, they simply could have made some modest changes to the current system, perhaps an easier sell. But no, they did indeed listen to British Columbians, and they listened to their own sense of what was right. First and foremost, members focused on their integrity and their values. Their decisions were grounded on three carefully crafted, strongly held values. First, that there should be fair election results. Two, that there should be effective local representation. And third, that there should be greater voter choice, more power to the voters, so that we may better reflect BC's rich diversity of people. The members believe that the BC STV system designed here best responds to those values. There is no doubt that the voters on May 17 will have a very clear choice, not the current system and something a little different, but the current system and something clearly different. Mr. Premier, the members are hugely proud and hugely thankful to serve BC. These are truly remarkable members who now want to thank you for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We know that you promised a citizens' assembly when you were in opposition, and we know that it is rare for those once in power to initiate such reform. How could the system, wise enough to elect them, be wanting? But you kept your promise and gave the review. And you gave this review not to politicians or experts, but to voters. And you gave them the freedom and the power that made it truly historic. The idea of the assembly is very exciting. It's very compelling. It is now being copied in Ontario and watched around the world. This assembly will not be just a footnote in the history of democracies. Working together, all of us working together here and with fellow British Columbians, together we have invented a new tool in democratic governance. Mr. Premier and Mr. Attorney General, in recognition of your leadership in creating the Citizens' Assembly and for ensuring that its support in the Legislative Assembly was unanimous, a unifying act of history. All of us here want to thank you for your gift to British Columbia and for your gift to democracy, and thank you very much. Mr. Premier, we invite you to address the Assembly.
Well, thank you very much, Jack, and thank you, members of the Assembly. Let me tell you that it's kind of the story of my life that I get to show up for the last meeting. I'm very pleased to be here today with all of you. I'm most pleased because of what you represent and what you have done. Because in many ways you have reinvigorated my belief in the citizens of the province and in the strength of the citizens of the province in reaching out to do what's best for British Columbia. Today, I want to say thanks not just to the Assembly, and I'll do that in more detail in a minute, but I should start by going back and recognizing how this came about. It came about because we had a group of people in British Columbia for a long time who thought we could do better and who were looking for a door that could open up in front of them to allow them to participate in creating a better way of structuring our public services, of structuring our preeminent public institution, our legislature. So let me start by saying how much I appreciate the work that the Attorney General did on behalf of all of us. He took this charge and he steered it with his leadership, with his commitment to public life, in a way that I do believe was exceptional. First, we engaged Gordon Gibson, someone who has, for some time in Canada, not just in British Columbia, been recognized for the power of his ideas. And his ideas were normally powers that suggested that we could change things, and by changing them, we could make them better. And I can tell you each in this room that one of the biggest challenges we face is how do we embrace change in a way that's constructive and that's positive, as opposed to looking at it as something that's actually challenging the things that we are comfortable with, the things that we value in the status quo. I think Mr. Gibson did us all a great favor and made a great contribution, not just to the legislature, but to this assembly through the work that he did. And I should say thank you to Gordon, and I hope that he and Kilby are having a great day. I can tell you I've known Gordon for a while, and he will be very upset that he can't be here with you today because he's been one of your biggest cheerleaders as we've gone through this process. I want to thank the caucus, because I appreciate what Jack has said about me, but these things aren't done by a premier, and they're not done by a cabinet. They're done by a caucus. And you should know that the 77 people that we had in our caucus are like you. They're people. And they have the same sense, I'm sure, at times of trepidation about what may happen and what may come out of a process as any other group would. But they have been unanimously behind this and committed to this process throughout. And I think it's important that we do recognize the contribution that all the members of the legislature have made from all the parties in empowering this group to come forward with your recommendations on what we should do in the province of British Columbia. So I do want to say thank you to them. I also now want to say thanks to all of you. You should recognize, and I'm sure it's difficult to recognize this sitting in the room and getting to know one another, how much people in our province have watched how you have handled this onerous task, and it is an onerous task, how you have committed of yourselves, of your time, and of your knowledge to wrestling with these challenges of representation and how we can do things better in a free and open democratic society. And I think what you should know is I believe that the people of the province have watched your deliberations with a sense of confidence, with a sense of pride, because they recognize that as you came into this, what I consider one of the great rooms in British Columbia, you came with open minds and you came with open hearts. You came ready to listen to people. You came without any preconceived notions of what should happen. You came with the idea of discovering what could happen and what may work in British Columbia that will set an example for others. This is a fundamental opportunity. And it's interesting for me that one of the things that we've noticed, as literally as Jack says, across the country, people have watched your deliberations from around the world. They have plugged in, they have logged on to find out what's happening in your Citizens Assembly. 148 countries, I think, have logged on to see what's taking place in your Citizens Assembly in British Columbia. It's interesting to me that the thing that really seems amazing is that we decided to let citizens decide how democracy should work. And I think that's what's fundamental to this. And that's what's critical about what you've done. Your dedication, your diligence, and your determination have been exceptional. I worked in Nigeria for 2 years in the early 70s. It was right after the Biafran War. I worked there as a teacher. And that was a country, I can tell you, where democracy had not at that point and still has not taken root. And one of the things that I realized was in many, many parts of the world, the drive for change and the drive for improvement in people's lives comes with the use of bullets. We live in one of the few places in the world, this place, Canada, where you can make change with the use of a ballot. And we know that many people in the country have sort of, in some ways, have disconnected from the use of that ballot and improving their lives, in making their choices about where they would like their country, their province, their city, their community to go. I am very hopeful that the work that the Citizens' Assembly has done will reinvigorate people's sense of commitment to that ballot, will increase the participation of the public in determining what direction they would like our province to go in. On May the 17th, your recommendation, your question, will go to the people of British Columbia. And I want to just say this one thing. I hope as you listen to the public debate, which will surely follow, and which surely should follow, that you will recognize that people are engaging in a process that you have led. And that engagement in itself is an enormous benefit to our province. That engagement, that discussion, the reopening of an understanding of how our public system, our public-like life works in the province, will be invaluable. And remember that when some people disagree with you, that's okay. Because it's the disagreement, it's the discussion, it's the debate, it's the engagement that will truly give effect to the work that you have carried out over the last number of months. It is including everyone in that discussion that will truly give effect to that. And regardless of the outcome, I want you to remember what an enormous contribution that you have made. You've made a contribution to the cornerstone of what any democracy is about. You are the Citizens' Assembly. You are citizens. You are citizens in a country, in a province that takes pride in your ability to shape our future. It is a great gift you have given to all of us. I can tell you that there are many days that I wish that I could have been here with you and listening to you and hearing you. But I know that your voices will be heard in the months ahead. I know the voices of debate and democratic discourse will be heard in the months ahead. I know that the country and the world will be watching your work. And I hope as you return to your places, wherever they are in this province, you remember that you have done something truly important, truly historic. You have given new life to public life in British Columbia. And there's nothing more we could have asked. Thank you very much for all of your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Premier, for those comments and again for being with us. We are now going to move into the, in quotes, certificate ceremony. I think I mentioned this to my fellow members this morning. This hall is a great hall, and it's great for interaction and debate and dialogue. It's not very good for giving out certificates. But we're going to work around those challenges. So we're now going to walk downstairs, the three of us. Now we can have the first row could get ready to line up. Oh, I'm not supposed to. I'm not giving directions. Okay. Just do what I'm told. Right. Okay, Mr. Premier, I'm going to call each name and also the location, the place in British Columbia from where they come. Chris Anderson, I'm sorry?
I'm not going to give direction either, but your pictures will be better if you have your name tags on.
The
pictures are evidently great with your name tags on, everybody.
The photographer has said that it'll be more of a headshot than the address. Now, are we ready? Are we ready? Okay. Chris Anderson, Victoria. Margaret Anderson, Prince Rupert. Claude Armstrong, Blind Bay. Sharon Arola, Sparwood. Leanne Ashley, Vancouver. Mohammed Asim, Burnaby. Brooke Bannister, Richmond. Art Beaumont, Michosin. Nancy Bednard, Vancouver. Wendy Begerud, Victoria. Deb Butte, Anmore. Ferdinand Beyer, Maple Ridge. Cheryl Blaschick, Cloverdale. Julie Bomer, West Vancouver. George Boucher, Lumbee. Nick Budin, Vancouver. Gladys Brown, Midway. Lil Brulhart, Surrey. Diana Byford, North Saanich. David Callahan, Abbotsford. Ingrid Carmichael, Chilliwack. Katie Cavaletto, Kamloops. John Chapman, Nanaimo. Will Shelley, Buick. Diana Cochran, New Westminster. Dorothy Coombs, Victoria. Linda Crawford, West Vancouver. Tana Staggart, Lanceville. Edith Davison, Delta. Ann Davis, Vernon. Sally DeLuna, Vancouver. Hey, Sally. Donna Drew, Vancouver. Manjeet Dhaliwal, Abbotsford. Richard Dignard, Roberts Creek. And Mr. Premier, this person coming is the first person ever selected to the Assembly member, Darlene Dixon from Fort Nelson. Lana Donnelly, Colwood. Linda Dorey, Coquitlam. Mary Drew, Burnaby. John Onsminger, Ladysmith. Linda Fantilo, Campbell River. Shoney Field, Vancouver. Ian Fleming, Langley. Alan Flemons, New Westminster. Darren Folstead, Kelowna. Paul Galbraith, Spillet Machine. Cliff Garbutt, North Vancouver. Oh, I got it. Something's out of... Hold on. No, yeah, okay. G.O.T. Jill, Vancouver. Wendy Gonsalves, West Bank. Ken Gosling, Creston. Dan Green, Prince Rupert. You okay? Reverend Richard Hall, Courtney. Derek Harder, Surrey. Lee Harris, Kamloops. Sandra Hart, Terrace. Daryl Hawkins, Cobble Hill. Ian Hay, Aldergrove. Craig Henschel, Burnaby. R.B. Herath, Surrey. No speeches, R.B. Janet Husick, Victoria. Lynn Hill, North Vancouver. Angela Sue, Maple Ridge. Furman Hung, Vancouver. Geraldine Hurst, Burnaby. Beverly Hughesby, Abbotsford. Peter Indick, Delta. Neil Ireland, Vancouver. And Dina Ermescu, Burnaby. William Jackson, Dawson Creek. Mary Jarvik, Prince George. Susan Johnson, Surrey. Raymond Jones, Kamloops. Robert Jones, Campbell River. Sherry Keller, Kelowna. Yeah, I got it. Just one. I'll do Frankie. Have you got Frankie, sir? Frankie Kirby, Vancouver. William Kilsby, Chilliwack. Barbara Kuna, East Sooke. Jay Conkin, Surrey. Evelyn Kranz, Richmond. Carrie Lang, Brentwood Bay. Janet Lewin, Langley. Sheila McDermott, Penticton. Jack McDonald, Victoria. Kimberly Ann McGregor, Surrey. Glenn McKinnon, Nanaimo. John Mack, Burnaby. Nancy McCaskill, Burnaby. James McConaughey, Prince George. Tanya McDonald, Kelowna. Ellen McKinnon, Cranbrook. Amanda Medley, Dawson Creek. Taya Melvin, Ladysmith. Marik Merrick, Delta. Michelle Miller, Kimberly. Russell Miller, Grand Forks. Robert Monk, Quinnell. Evelyn Morrison, Prince George. Cherie Mostrovich, North Vancouver. Clara Monroe, Sycamose.
Whatever works.
Tony Nacarado, Williams Lake, and Tony will give you a cuddle too. Linda Nicolaisen, Nanaimo. Kenneth Nielsen, Vancouver. Harley Nyan, Kelowna. Tina Ouellette, Fort St. James. Stephen Petkow, Vancouver. Susan Patry Merritt. Craig Peterson, Richmond. Don Phillips, Maple Ridge. Stan Pietras, Princeton. You got to watch your handshake on this next fellow, Mr. Premier. Vlad Popa, Vancouver. Michael Pritchard, Hazleton. Gene Kwan, West Vancouver. Sean Rye, South Surrey. Anna Rankin, Quesnel. Colin Redicop, Surrey. Jill Riley, Vancouver. Linnell Ridewood, Mission. Heidi Riemann, Courtney. Ann Rushlow, Vancouver. Stephen Sage, Fraser Lake. Aaron Shelley, Cloverdale. Wolfgang Wolf Schultz, Kitimat. Frederick Schum. Dalbir Sidhu, Surrey. Priya Singh, Surrey. Jacob Skovgaard, Ladner. Ralph Smith, North Vancouver. Here's a man who needs no introduction. Ray Spaxman, West Vancouver. Jerry Stanger, Port Coquitlam. John Stinson, Penticton. Jacqueline Tate, Getwinkselt. Sharon Taylor, Abbotsford. Corey Thiessen, Chilliwack. Sam Todd, Burnaby. See, Sam. And Sam said he would do everything he was told. Tom Townrow, Vancouver. Arlene Tully, Vancouver. Darren Van Ryan, Victoria. Rosemary Vanderbilt, Victoria. Joanne Vandermeulen, Smithers. Ron Wahlberg, Abbotsford. Charles Walker, Surrey. Douglas Waller, Prince George. Betty Walters, Port Coquitlam. Robert Westfall, Coquitlam. Ann Whitelaw Dykes, Roberts Creek. She's not, Dave Sylvia Williams is not here. And Sylvia Williams, Langley. Thanks, Sylvia. David Wills, Vancouver. Norm Womack, Kelowna. Wayne Wong, Vancouver. Susan Wood, Qualicum Beach. Brad Yee, Coquitlam. Deborah Young, Lone Butte. Jeremy Young, Victoria. John Zoll, Abbotsford. Fritz Zenz, Port Alberni. Jack Zhang, Richmond. Eileen Zerkowski, Kamloops.
Jack Blaney, Vancouver.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We finally graduated, all of us. Thank you, Mr. Attorney General. We are now all going to, this ceremony is over. It's been a great time. We are going to now congregate in the atrium, and we're going to have a group photo. After all of that, by the way, beverages and cookies and things of that sort will be served in the concourse. So just make your way now to the atrium, and we will have a group photograph there with the Premier. Kathy, where are you? You're right. It went just great, Kathy. Thank you.